I said Jesse McReynolds, Link, and that's just your cross pick in 101. And I love Jesse's playing, and I tell you, he's one of the best cross pickers I ever heard on the mandolin. Is the great guitar player John Jorgensen. He can really, really do that. And but when you turn when and for those of you that might not have heard much cross picking, what you're trying to do is use ringing strings almost like a banjo player would use in a roll to let the notes ring against each other as you play the next note. In other words, what I'm doing there is it's one pick stroke down and two up. Because if you weren't cross picking, that those notes would sound like this. But the difference with the ringing notes, to my knowledge, Jesse started that style, and he certainly is the king of it. Yes, sir.
Do you have any, either of you guys, do you have any hints for remembering the chords to a fiddle tune, like you're playing Patty on the Turnpike? No, this is G and an F in there, but how do you keep them straight and remember them for all the different songs?
Well, really, to be honest, yeah. I'll wait and see what the bass player does. I have a half a beat to beat the right. The bass player has to do it right then. That's why Byron plays bass, not me. It's a matter of, I think repetition is really part of it, and just playing them enough and jamming a lot with people. And it can actually get to the point where you can get mixed up, you know, playing. It's like sometimes I'll be playing the tune Salt Creek, for instance, and all of a sudden, before I know it, I've dipped into Red Haired Boy. There's, you know, sometimes you'll see similarities between those kind of tunes. But I mean, for me, now that being said, I've been hearing these tunes since I was, you know, 10 years old, and so it's sort of ingrained in me now, and now it's just natural that I hear, but I know what you mean. How do you, in the case of Patty on the Turnpike, that one is even kind of deceiving, because the way Bill Monroe plays it, the notes aren't always, they don't always sound like they just went to an F chord to me. But that's the way I grew up hearing Bill Monroe do it, and so that's the way it sounds right to me. But and you know, it's interesting, because when I started going to a Texas fiddle contests and paying attention to these fiddlers, there'd be a few of these great Texas guitar players, and I noticed they played the same chords on every tune. It's sort of, that's the way it seemed to me. Like there's like a kind of a pattern that Texas guitar players would play, like. Guys play that on any tune. So I really came away confused over that. I go, why don't they change chords like the Southerners? And the fiddlers go, we just like it that way. Sounds good to us. So I wish, I don't know if that's adequately answering, but really I think it's just a matter of repetition and doing them enough that some tunes will just become second nature to you, and then you can use those tunes to sort of identify with others chord-wise. Well, my right hand is kind of an odd thing, because when I was a kid, and I still do play rhythm that way, close handed, and that was definitely from watching Bill Monroe. Just, you know, ball it up there, and I used to play lead that way, without ever putting my fingers down on the top. And then, unfortunately, or fortunately, who knows, you know, but on the way to I think it was the second or third Newgrass Revival job ever, we had a two-door 62 Buick, And I was asleep in the back seat, and we were going through the mountains of Carolina, and I don't think it had a windshield squirter cleaner, you know, to clean snow and salt off your windshield, but if it did, it didn't work. And so our bass player was named Ebo was driving, and I was in the back seat asleep, and he got out and left his door open and to get snow to clean off the windshield, which he was doing. And in the meantime, in my sleep, I roll around like the like one of the guys, you know, in Deliverance. And I guess, I don't know if I was trying to shut off the light or the sound or whatever, but at any rate, stuck my hand in the door. And when he got back in, shut the door. Got to tell you, that'll wake you up faster than coffee. And so these three fingers got smashed up pretty good. And I had to play, and you know, back then, you know, there's no such thing as canceling the gig, or, you know, I mean, now I would go to Louisville and seek out Dr. Kleinert, the most renowned hand surgeon going, but you know, at the time we were in Florida, and you know, on the way to a festival, so all I could do, I couldn't even hold a fiddle bow with this hand, I mean, for about 4 months, and so all I could do was put a thumb pick back to here and hold it on with that one and just flail away at it. And I happened to meet Mike Marshall at the time when he was like, you know, 12 or 14 or something. And he said, "That's the way you do that?" I said, "Well, for now it is, yeah." But case point, something, I think something chipped up in there a little bit on the first finger. And after that, I would try to play close-handed and it just hurt. And I just had to develop and sort of reangling my hand a little bit, and and to kind of the reangle the hand, and now when I see a video of, which is always, all check out yourself on a video sometime. I mean, you talk about the great humbler. I think it might be more of a horrifying experience than listening to yourself on tape, but boy, you know, to watch yourself play, oh man. Because to me, it looks like I have the stiffest wrist I've ever seen, and that my hand is going literally from here to here. And that was interesting because one time I felt like I was getting stuck, and I could not seem to get anywhere. And we were playing a job with Jethro Burns, and I said, "Do you see me?" And I swear I'm just stuck. Do you see any bad habits I've gotten into? And boy, it was like no hesitation. He went, "Yeah." I said, "What's that?" He said, "Well, the strings are this wide. Why does your hand go this far?" I mean, good question, huh? And but with the bracing of the hand, I've noticed that it's not really that unlike the way Doc Watson braces his hand. And I didn't set out to copy Doc, but I just had to find a way that simply didn't hurt. And so that changed the stroke a little bit somewhat there. So that's kind of why this right hand looks like it does sometimes, because I just had to make a new way that didn't hurt. And my big disclaimer is that, boy, you should have heard me before I got my hand smashed. I was faster than anybody. I was faster than fast. Just ask me. I mean, I've had, it's been said to me, how do you just hit one string? But fortunately, I mean, hopefully the proof is in the sound of it and not, but yes, I mean, to this day, I don't like watching videos with my right hand because I can't recommend this is the way you do it. It's what fortunately works for me, but, you have to do what's comfortable, and you have to make a sound that's pleasing. So that's kind of what happens there.
Oh, are we
nearing the time? I don't know where it was.
It is nearing the time where we got to go do a sound check. Oh yeah, work.